When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. A lot of big stories. A lot of big stories to talk about tonight, but first, I have a big announcement to make. After much thought and soul searching, I, Stephen Colbert, am banning Kanye West from the Ed Sullivan Theater. I have to. Line in the sand. In fact, as host of The Late Show, my jurisdiction extends into the northern half of Times Square. And I am banning Kanye from coming north of Bubba Gump Shrimp. Okay? I have to. Stay out of Times Square. He's been creeping out the Elmos, and they've seen a lot already. And I just want to take a moment here and just point out that this next part is the courageous part. I'm also ending all of our high-profile collabs, including, but not restricted to, our collection of spreadable jams, Strawbeezy Jaleezy. And I've decided not to release our duets album, Ye and Fen Sing Fiddler on the Roof. I know. I know this has been too long in coming. I have no excuses for why I didn't do this before, except, perhaps, that he has never been on the show. Had no plans to be on the show. We have never asked him to be on the show, and I am not sure he is aware that I have a show. But I had to do it now because I was afraid he would just show up at any moment. Because that's what he did yesterday. The shoe company Skechers said it had to escort Kanye West from its offices after an unannounced visit. In 5 years, the idea of unannounced visit from Kanye has gone from amazing to, sir, you need to leave this Skechers. Right, try Payless. Try Payless shoes. It gets worse. Unlike with Adidas, Kanye never had any deal with Skechers. Apparently, Kanye is so desperate, he's just driving around searching Google Maps for shoes near me. At this point, he's going to have to set his sights lower and be celebrity spokesman for slippers that come with the robe. You know their slogan, throw us away. Speaking of sketchy, Tesla CEO and cousin saying, Ayo, take a picture of me with the space thongs. Elon Musk. This week, Musk announced that he is going to buy Twitter. And the deal will be final by tomorrow. Tomorrow, right? In anticipation of the takeover, Musk changed his Twitter bio to Chief Twit. Not bad. It's not too bad. Not too bad. I would have gone with Twit for brains. Musk also posted this tweet, entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in. Alongside a video of him walking into the building holding a sink. Get it? He wanted to visualize a pun. Let me try. Elon, you're clearly unhinged. You have a screw loose. You have a screw loose. You're nuts. And frankly, hard to watch. since you're a tool of Russian prop a gander. wasn't on camera. You okay? Thank you. That bit almost killed our stage manager, Mark, over there. Okay, buddy? Okay. I'm looking forward to Twitter on his first bad day as CEO. Our stock is in the toilet. what do we got? Is this an update? This is an update on Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker. Seen here warning that there may be a giant Herschel Walker on the loose. Yesterday, a second woman came forward claiming that Walker not only paid for her to get an abortion, but drove her to the clinic. He went there so much, I assume at this point he has his own parking spot. Mm-hmm. You know. Walker dismissed the story as a lie, but his pile of scandals might be getting too big even for Fox News because Bret Baier pushed back.
I talked to a number of voters today. Some of them, these accusations affected them, to be honest. They said they just weren't sure, and they didn't know if another shoe was going to drop.
Another shoe going to drop? How many feet does Herschel Walker have? Is he a centipede? It would explain why he was such a good running back. With the midterms coming up, President Joseph Robinette Biden is doing everything he can to push his party over the top. Now he's reaching out to your average Joe six-cylinder by playing up his car guy persona, hoping his gearhead reputation will appeal to the Republican base. Yes, with the fate of our nation at stake, the Democrats have a plan. Republicans. Just last night, Biden went on Jay Leno's Garage, hosted by Jay Leno and his sidekick, Garage, where he and Jay went for a ride in a 78 Ford pickup that had been converted to all electric.
If you just got in this and drove and didn't know it was electric, would you know right away? Does it feel different to you?
It feels different three ways. One, it's quiet.
Right.
Quiet as hell.
Yeah. It's quiet as hell. They might want to add some sound, actually, because you know what sounds dangerous? A completely silent 44-year-old truck driven by a grandpa who hasn't been behind the wheel in 2 years. Okay? Honk the horn or something. Leno is well aware how rare driving is for Biden now.
This is the only time you get to drive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a God's truth.
I know, it's funny.
And I miss it.
I know.
Every once in a while, I take the Corvette out of the garage and just run up and down the driveway.
I mean, I can understand he loves his Corvette, but I'm not sure that's the most reassuring image. I know some skeptics worry that Biden isn't totally with it, but you would change your mind if you could just see him going up and down the White House driveway for hours muttering, I miss this. Then things got wild when, for some reason, Biden drag raced against Colin Powell's son, Michael Powell.
Gemini, ready to go?
Ready to go.
Ready.
May the best Corvette win. On your mark, get set, go!
Holy malarkey! Joe Biden put the pedal to the metal and hit 118 miles per hour. He still got it. He still got it, baby! Any faster, and he would have driven back to 1955 and made out with Marty McFly's mom. Which I'm pretty sure he did in 1955. If you like that footage, you can see more in Biden's upcoming movie, Fast and Furious, Too Old to Drive. A go grease lightning. Grease lightning, go grease lightning. A go grease lightning. Thank you. Speaking of old guys, we got a fun tidbit from His Holiness Pope Francis, seen here greeting customers at Walmart. The pontiff made headlines yesterday when he urged priests and nuns to delete porn from their phones. priests, nuns, phones, porn, Pope, oh my. And here I thought the steamiest thing to happen to the Vatican was Jude Law. Now, obviously, Il Papa is not happy about men and women of the cloth watching the dirty videos. He warned against porn, saying, the devil enters from there. But based on what I know about porn, the devil can enter a bunch of different places. Thank you. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Kerry Washington.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
My guest tonight is an actor you know from Little Fires Everywhere, Scandal, Confirmation, and now The School for Good and Evil.
Look, if there is a mistake, then it is one that someone is going to get fired for. Listen! So let's pretend there is not a mistake until we can sort this all out, yes? Besides, there is no way back.
Wait, what?
Oh, I know. Let's get you in your armor. Oh, yes. Look at that. Let me guess. You're not a pink person? Not a problem. We also have rose, fuchsia, blush, watermelon, hibiscus. So many colors.
Please welcome Kerry Washington. See you again.
It's so nice to see you. It's always
thanks
nice
for being
to see
here.
Hi, everybody. Yeah.
Is this the first post-COVID we've been together?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for being here. I know you're incredibly busy. You're always working, and yet you're making time right now to try to get people to get out the vote right now.
I am.
Matter of fact, here is.
I am. Yes.
This is you. Here you are to rally with Stacey Abrams right up there.
Me and Stacey at homecoming, dancing, getting our party on. Yeah, it's been really important for me to go to a bunch of states because of these midterm elections, right? Because the presidential elections get a lot of attention, they're very splashy, but these elections, these midterm elections, this is when we elect local and state leaders that make the real decisions, right? Like secretaries of state that protect our free and fair elections, make sure that our votes count.
Right.
And
however
judges,
however you feel about any of the issues out
if
there,
you
how
be able
you
to
feel
vote.
Doesn't matter
that's
unless
right.
the vote gets counted and the secretaries of state and the attorneys general
yes,
for those
states.
Yes,
that's right. And in some states, there's a lot of governor's races. Some states, like in Pennsylvania, the governor appoints the secretary of state. So it's really important. I'm going to a bunch of states to let people know, like, no matter what you think, your vote matters. I want your vote to count. Yes. That's what a democracy is.
And there are hundreds of candidates this year.
Yes, yes, yes.
There are hundreds of candidates this year at a state level who question the validity of our elections.
Yeah.
And ask yourself when you go vote, who believes in every vote being counted and who doesn't? And vote for the person who believes in counting.
Here's what's super interesting. In 2020, people came out in record numbers.
Yes.
And so then all of these states started having all of these new laws that make it more difficult to vote. And people do that, right? They come for you when they're afraid of your power. So some people are afraid of the voice of the people, and they don't want your vote to count. So we have to make sure that we're electing officials who are protecting every vote.
Now, the new movie on Netflix we just saw the clip of, it's called The School for Good and Evil.
Yes.
What's it about?
It is about a school for good and evil.
There you go. Thank you for talking
about it. It's about this school that trains future heroes and villains to kind of fulfill their destiny.
Oh, like within a fairy tale context.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So like the children of all of your favorite fairy tale heroes and villains, mm-hmm. their kids go to these schools. And it's about these two girls who wind up in what they think is the wrong school, these two best friends, mm-hmm. and how they figure out that maybe it's not always so black and white. Maybe not everybody is all good and all bad.
Do you know what school you'd be sorted into?
In real life?
Yeah.
I mean, in the movie, it's School for Good, obviously. Obvi.
So you're acting. You have kids. Do they come to set?
They because did.
They can't come to all of your sets because some of them have scandalous things
in them. I know. Very few of my films have my kids been at. But they did. They came to visit, and they thought that Charlize was really cool. They loved her costumes.
Of course.
Yeah, and she plays the dean of the school for bad, for evil. So I guess that's why I'm now dressing like the dean of the school for evil, because I want my kids to like me.
We have to take a quick break.
Okay.
But stick around. I'll be right back with more Kerry Washington, everybody.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
We're back here with the star of The School for Good and Evil, Kerry Washington. People may not know this about you, because I actually didn't know about this until just a little while ago, that you also direct.
I do.
How did that start?
I just directed the pilot of a new show on Hulu called Reasonable Doubt. I'm super proud of it. It's really very sexy, exciting, very cool show. But I started directing because my friend Common, the great, you know, hip-hop legendary artist, he called me, yes, he's amazing. He called me a few years ago. He had a new album out and a song called I Want You, and he called and said, hey, do you want to be like the girl in the video? And I was kind of like, I did want to be the girl in the video, but I also didn't want to be like objectified or like, I wanted to have some control. So I said like, yeah, if I can direct it. And he said, yes.
It just came out?
I had no idea I was going to ask that. He actually said, like, well, then write a treatment and submit it, like all the other directors. And then I was like, oh, God. So I came up with this concept, and I wrote a treatment. Mm-hmm. I submitted it to him. And the company, the recording company, is that what it's called? It's not my business, right?
Sure, yeah.
The label liked my pitch the most. And then I was like, oh, crap, I have to direct this thing.
Wow.
And then I had a blast.
What do you like about it? Because... you have to keep a lot going on. You're at the top of the pyramid, looking down on everything that happens in the production.
Yeah.
What's the most appealing aspect of that to you?
I mean, I like to not think of it as the top of the pyramid because I feel like it's a much more communal effort. But I do feel like you're kind of leading the troops in the way, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess I like, as a producer and a director, being able to create an opportunity for people to do their best work.
But you also are doing something like this in another show where you interview stars.
Yes.
It's called The Street You Grew Up On.
Yes, it's
you
on
interview
my
celebrities
YouTube channel.
About their early life on the street they grew up on.
Yeah, my company is called Simpson Street, my production company, because that's the name of the street in the Bronx that my mother grew up on.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Boogie Down Bronx. So we have this show where we interview people in the public eye about the really like specific details about where you grew up and how that impacts who you are today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, what are the sort of things that you ask?
Well, the
them?
First question that I ask, just to get to know the name of the street they grew up on, is I ask people their sexy alter ego name,
what's
otherwise
sexy...
known as their porn name.
Oh, okay.
Which is
I used to know that rule. What is it?
It is The Street You Grew Up On.
Yes.
It's the name of your first pet, followed by the street you grew up on. What is your sexy alter ego name?
Caesar Honeybee.
That's really good.
Is that good?
That's really good. That's really kind of hot.
Thank you.
It's also maybe a really good salad dressing.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Mine is Trick or Treat Pugsley.
Wow.
I have two hamsters, Trick and Treat. My mom's is the best because she's Simpson. That's the name of my company, Simpson. But I was like, Mom, you don't have any pets. You didn't have any pets growing up. She said, we did. We actually had a cat named Big Boy. So my mother's porn name is Big Boy Simpson.
Well, Carrie, it was lovely to have you here. Thank you so much for being here. The School for Good and Evil is available on Netflix. Carrie Washington, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.